This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. First of all, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan Mubarak, wherever you are, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability and the strength that we continue worship Him until the day we meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, when making the intention to fast Ramadan, there is only one intention to be made, and that is that you are fasting to implement the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jal said in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Anyone who witnesses the month of Ramadan must fast this month. That is the only intention that you're supposed to have in your heart and nothing else. Why do I say this? Because there is something that is really concerning that often we observe on social media from athletes and sportsmen and people in that field. They mention the health benefits of fasting, and as a result, people begin to fast with the intention of the health benefits that fasting brings them. And this is incorrect. You're not supposed to intend this when fasting Ramadan. You're not supposed to intend it. Health benefits of fasting is a result of fasting. It's an outcome of fasting. It's not something intended. So the intention should be clear, pure, and it's only one thing, and that is implementing Allah's command. That's it. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I end with this hadith, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba." Anyone who fasts Ramadan imanan, out of faith. What does this mean? Out of faith meaning he acknowledges that Allah Azza wa Jal made Ramadan a month that is obligatory to fast. This is imanan. Imanan means out of faith, meaning you acknowledge and the only intention you have is because Allah made this month an obligation. Wahtisaban, and whoever fasts, seeking the reward from Allah, seeking Allah's reward. So he wants appreciation and acceptance and reward from Allah, not from the people. Then the result is غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. You see how important the intention is? This results in غُفِرَ لَهُ, that his past sins are already forgiven. See, غُفِرَ is a past tense. Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, then his sins have already been forgiven. Subhanallah, even though يعني, the end of the month hasn't come yet. And this implies certainty. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said غُفِرَ, this implies certainty. The past tense implies certainty. So that a person's sins are surely forgiven and are surely wiped away and removed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grant us the ability to continue to worship Him until the day we meet Him bi-ibnihi ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, make the correct intention to fast, implementing Allah's command. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, to forgive our shortcomings, and to admit us into the highest levels of the paradise بِإِذْنِهِ تَعَالَى. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.